If you can remember that Jesus will make the world perfect, will it change how you think about your pain today? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. Have your parents sat you down and talked to you about your plans after high school? It's important to think about, but also, it's really hard. What are the next 5 or 10 years going to be like? Nobody really knows, so it's hard to figure out what you need to do now. It can be even harder to live now while keeping eternity in mind. The things going on in your life right now, good or bad, are genuinely important, but the way you act and react is different if you remember that one day, Jesus will make everything new again. That's the perspective today's author takes on her temporary trouble in this world. Our story is called IV Drip by Jenna Brooke Carlson. Every 7 weeks, I watch an IV drip 2 hours worth of liquid medication into my arm. That's the reality of a chronic illness. It's never ending. It's most likely not going away. Not before Jesus returns anyway. Living with Crohn's disease feels like a part-time job. I have to watch what I eat. Goodbye, hot dogs. Go to doctor's appointments, get pricked by needles that sometimes find a vein easily and sometimes don't. The medical upkeep is exhausting and painful. Jesus said we would have trouble in this world, but we know it's only temporary. An example of this occurs in John 16, when Jesus warns his disciples that he is about to leave. They will grieve and weep after his departure, but their mourning will turn to joy. Jesus was about to die on the cross for the sins of all humanity. 3 days after his crucifixion, he was raised from the dead, and 40 days later, he ascended into heaven. And he promised that all who believe in him would have eternal life. When the time comes for Jesus to return, the book of Revelation tells us he will wipe away every tear from our eyes. There will be no more sorrow or pain. Getting IV infusions for the rest of my earthly life seems like a long time, but it's a drop in the ocean compared to the time I'll spend in eternity with Jesus. Until then, I'll live with my IV drips and sensitive stomach, knowing my story doesn't end here. My pain will disintegrate, and my grief will turn to joy. And maybe there will even be a hot dog waiting for me in heaven. Okay, let's talk about this for a second. Are you or someone you know struggling with a chronic illness? How can the hope of our future with Jesus encourage us in our present? To find some encouraging scripture, find today's devotion on the Unlocked app or at unlocked.org. When Christians die, we enter into Jesus' presence and escape the world's burdens, physical and otherwise. And when Jesus returns to establish the new heavens and new earth, he will put an end to pain and death and sorrow, and he will raise us from the dead to live forever in renewed creation. Yet, Jesus not only promises to end our pain and sorrow in the future, he also promises to be with us now, grieving our hurts alongside us, holding us close, and giving us hope. What is troubling you today? Whether it's something physical, emotional, relational, or spiritual, you can bring it to Jesus in prayer, knowing that he feels your pain as his own. Now, as you and I can read in John 16, 33, I, Jesus, have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. And I'd encourage you to dig a little bit deeper and read Isaiah 61, 1-3, John chapter 16, verses 16 through 33, and Revelation 21, 1-5, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you ever think about how many times you pick up your phone or check your lock screen for notifications? Well, how about adding some encouragement to that with verse picks from Unlocked? Each quarter gets new custom artwork with the theme verse to remind you of God's love for you. Check them out and download them at unlocked.org/versepicks. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. A poem for you when you need to remember that someone loves you and values you. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.